Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Man does not and cannot live by bread alone. Man only truly lives by every word that flows from the mouth of God. This is the bread that you need to live abundantly. God's word and the preaching and hearing thereof should then be our priority. How else can we and our household serve the Lord if we do not first hear what he has to say to us? It's a good question. Whatever you hunger, whatever sickness you may have, whatever your poverty or want, the word of our Lord Jesus Christ is what feeds you. He heals you, and he gives you life. It is this food that is freely handed over to you by the giver of the feast. Now, it costs our Lord dearly, for he must take upon himself human flesh and blood and suffer for us. But for you and I, our salvation is free. There is no admission price to pay to get into the party that lasts forever in the heavenly banquet hall. Therefore, joyfully receive that which our Lord has labored to win for you. That is what true worship is, according to the Apology of the Augsburg Confession. To truly worship Jesus is to trust, to seek, and ultimately receive from him his mercy, which he desires to shower upon all humanity. Reception is worship. It's another way to speak about living by faith in our Lord Jesus, to receive what our Lord Jesus desires to give. You do not earn any of this good news. You cannot buy this food which Jesus gives out. Rather, just listen. Hear and receive it by faith. Do not allow anything to stand in your way that may detain you from hearing this word of God. Those things which can set you back and break the third commandment and make you fail to hear his word are impediments established by Satan himself. He would rather your mind be on the things of man rather than the things of God. And so he wants your heart chasing after those things of man, the things of the world. Satan certainly does not want you to receive Christ's forgiveness or his love, but he will continue to fight and tempt you every step of the way to fall or cut yourself off from the true vine and thus God's love. Because Satan does not want you to have life. He knows that Jesus gives life and gives it abundantly. And it's his life that leads and lasts unto eternity. So if Satan can keep you from the good food of Jesus, he has you. For you only truly live if you have the words of Jesus in you. And this is why Jesus has come. He comes with divine compassion. This is our Lord's nature. He has compassion upon those who are desiring to hear what he has to say, even after he has continually been with them for many days. He even leaves them and they keep following him. And he sees them when he gets off the boat. And Mark says that they are sheep without a shepherd. Matthew just says he has compassion upon the crowd. He sees the people's needs. He sees our needs for the same thing. We need to be cleansed. We need to be cared for. We need his love. We need his compassion. We need our sins forgiven. And so, Jesus, the ever wonderful servant, speaks tenderly to his beloved, and he serves you and I in this way. So he who has ears to hear, let him hear and listen to his words and live. Now what you need to live, so you're also so needs. So you give him something to eat. What you have heard, so speak. What you have received, so share. This is what I love about the words of our Lord when it comes to the words of institution as copied down by Paul. Paul is only handing over the tradition that he has received. Now, in Greek, tradition and handing over are effectively the same word. The verb is paradidomi. It can mean the handover, tradition, pass on, receive, or even betray. So what Paul has been given, so he also passes on. For I received from the Lord what I also handed over to you. The Lord Jesus Christ, on the night that he was handed over, and so on and so forth. Paradidomi shows up in all of those places. The Lord was handed over. Paul's handing over. What you receive is handed over. All of these things are connected. What we have received by the grace of our Lord is to be handed over to the next person, our neighbor as well. Hence why it's so important to remember who Matthew omits in this story. Matthew does not mention the boy who gave up his lunch that day for those 5 loaves and 2 fish. John does. In John 6, the boy is remembered. There's a boy here who has 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now, the boy might have been called a fool at first, but in fact, he had greater faith than all the men gathered around Jesus and gave his bread and fish into the hands of the one who could make bread for all of mankind, the one who is the very bread from heaven, whose body and blood would be indeed the food and be the means by which the world has life. You've been given those same things. You have had those handed over to you. So you, give them something to eat. Trust in the one who gives you your daily bread. For you are God's child by holy baptism, and you have a vocation to not only love your Father in heaven, but also to love your neighbor as yourself. And you get to figure out how you can do both as you study the words of our Lord. Luther, in the back of the small catechism, something that we usually forget to talk about, put together the table of duties. It's nothing other than Bible verses that speak to particular stations in life. Whether you're a spouse, a parent, a child, a sibling, or all of those, or a worker and the like, our Lord has placed us into special relationships with our particular neighbors. And it's within that relationship that we have the opportunity to serve and care for our neighbor according to our Lord's word. You can give clothes, you can give food, but in addition to that bodily aid, which we are called to give towards our neighbors of those in need, they also need to hear the word of God. They actually need that more than anything else that we could give them that money could buy. For that is how they have life with Christ in eternity. Fathers, care for your wife and your children. Lead them in worship of the Holy Lord Jesus. Speak the word of God at home. Speak in love, your words being centered on the Lord Jesus. You cannot earn enough money in the world to earn your children's way into heaven. You're starving yourself and your children if you're not taking up the task to pass on the faith. Give them something to eat. That's truly life-giving and life-enriching. treasures of this world rust and decay. Only the word of the Lord endures forever. That's not to say that we ought to neglect our duties and responsibilities based upon our stations in our life. Far from it. But it is to point out that the number one priority should be to make sure that our children, not to make sure that our children live in a life of luxury, but our number one vocation should be that we confess the Word of God in our lives and in our actions. And along with that, doing those things, we are able thus to fulfill the duties associated with those stations in life that God has placed us into, following the word of the Lord. We should not worry about what we will eat, nor what we will drink, nor should we be anxious about what we will wear. Your Father in heaven knows just how He will supply everything that you need for this body and life. Jesus knew what He was going to do even before He arrived that day before 5,000 men. He knew how He was going to provide for their daily bread. And so He also knows how He is going to sustain you and give you what you need for the here and the now, because He has great compassion upon you and loves you. For He is the one who is known as the provider. He is the one who feeds you. He is the one who heals you, who clothes you, and He does it all for the sake of His begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who came to redeem you and make you His own. All of this is a matter of faith and not sight. For some people will have more than others in this life. So do not look at what you have or do not have. Don't be daunted by the task of providing for yourself and for your family or for the bodily needs of your neighbor. But rather do what our Lord has called us to do in our vocations and our stations, trusting that He will provide all that is needed along the way. What if you're hungry? What if you're starving? What if you've lost your job and you're out of options? What if you're sick and dying? Well, we shouldn't look to ourselves in those situations, for we by ourselves are futile. We are called to look to the Lord Jesus Christ. We can look to Him. We can also look to our neighbors in love. And that's what we should do, and that's what we're given to do. For the compassion that we have received, let us show that same compassion to those who need such compassion around us. That means we need to actually know each other. Because love to one person isn't love at all to another. We need to actually know each other to show the proper compassion that is needed for the situations at hand. And if we spend our days doing such things, what really has been lost? Absolutely nothing. Nothing of yourself is lost when all you're doing is passing on the love that Christ has shown to you. And probably you're going to experience great joy as you get to see and perhaps witness the light of your neighbor's eyes shine as you get to explain the love that compels you to do what you are doing for them. It's Christ's love which you are called to show. And that is to truly live, to live not for self, but for the neighbor, by the love of Christ. Our Lord has called us to such a life. And in His compassion, He feeds us. He delivers to us all those things and hands them over, forgiving us also our sins, showing us the depth of His compassion at His cross as He passes over us and passes judgment upon His Son. Let His cross, our Lord's cross, be for you your teacher, as well as your hope in life and death. As our Lord Jesus came to this earth, he hungered and thirsted that he might feed you and I. The Son of Man had no place to lay his head, doing so that he might have a home for you and I prepared. He went naked, that you and I might wear his robe of righteousness. You and I do not live by bread alone, but by the very word of God made flesh, who comes to you in love and compassion, speaking tenderly to you, washing you and cleansing your spirit, giving you life, even in the midst of the life that is the desert. He does this gracious thing now by the hand of his disciples with meager bread and wine. But he is the one who is acting and speaking. You're not the one who gives food and drink, but you are the hands that give it to your neighbor. The disciple merely hands over that which is the true bread of heaven. So you take and eat and be satisfied and truly live and pass it on to someone else. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit bless you and preserve you unto life everlasting. Amen.